Jesus was the one doing the fighting, or he's the one who did the fighting. And we as believers, we as born-again Christians, are declared winners and conquerors. All because of the love of God as displayed and expressed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All the glory and honor be to this Jesus. Why not put your hands together and say, Jesus, thank you. Conquerors. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8, the Bible says there, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, Church of God, the acknowledgement of this scriptural verse will make your life a terror to the kingdom of darkness. I don't like your amen. Amen. Most times, the enemy think they are really hurting you. Most times, they think that they are injuring your destiny. But unknown to them, they are actually paving way for your success. Because the devil and his cohorts are defeated foes. They only capitalize on our ignorance, and they also take undue advantage of us. I pray that the devil will not take undue advantage of you. In the name of Jesus. Because they of the kingdom of darkness, they realize that in the spirit realm, Jesus disarmed them when he died on the cross, and when he rose again the third day. No wonder the scripture says in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea 4 verse 6, it says, my people, not the devil's people, my people are what? Destroyed for lack of knowledge. I pray that ignorance will not destroy you. Amen. Let your amen sound like thunder. Amen. Conquerors. Genesis 49 and verse number 19. Genesis 49 verse 19. He says, God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Listen to me, Church of God. No matter what seems to be overcoming you this day, this moment, no matter what seems to be overwhelming you right now, it's a matter of time. You shall surely overcome at last. I say, you will overcome at last. No matter the challenges you are faced with, no matter the challenges, I prophesy that you will sing again. Yeah. You will rejoice again. Yeah. You will dance again. Yeah. You will jump for joy again. Yeah. Because it is not over for you. Therefore, keep on keeping on, for your best days are still ahead of you. I say your best days are still ahead of you. Listen to what Jesus said in John 16:20. John 16:20. He said, verily, verily, that is truly, truly, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. You know, there are people waiting for you to weep and to lament, so that they will be, in fact, your weeping and your lamentation, it tickles them. They want to see you weep. But listen to Jesus. He says, as you are weeping and sorrowful, he said, the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful. But look at your neighbor and say, but I say, but your sorrow shall be turned, what? Into joy. Oh my God, oh my God. Because you are more than a conqueror, your sorrow shall be turned to joy. Because you're more than a conqueror, your story shall be turned into glory. Because you're more than a conqueror, your pain shall be turned into gains. Oh, I don't like your amen. All your tests shall be turned into testimonies. If they had known that what you're going through will result to the glory of God, they will leave you alone. But it's now too late. It's now too late. It's now too late. So we're going to look at some bullet points. Number one, conquerors will always end up decorated and celebrated no matter the delay. Conquerors, people. Conquerors, they will always end up decorated and celebrated no matter the delay. You know this story very well in Esther chapter 6, verses 1 through to 3. And verse 10 to 11. Esther chapter 6, 1 through to 3, 10 to 11. On that night, could not the king sleep? And he commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles. And they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. Verse 3. And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. I pray for you. Something will be done for you. I said something will be done for your children. Something will be done for your generation. Amazed and amused. Verse 10. Then the king said unto Haman. You know the story of Haman. I don't want to bore you with that. And the king said unto Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said. You know the story. And do unto Mordecai, the Jew, that sitteth at the king's gate, let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. You know the story of Haman, right? Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the city, through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor. As a conqueror, you shall be celebrated. I say, as a conqueror, you shall be decorated. Conquerors are decorated and they are celebrated no matter how long it takes. Look at your neighbor and say, it doesn't matter how long it's taking, you shall be decorated. You shall be celebrated. Oh, hallelujah. Number two, conquerors have many enemies trying to take over. To overtake them and take over. Let me say it again. Conquerors have many enemies trying to overtake them and take over. Let me tell you, champions, they have so many enemies. That you are a champion, that you are a conqueror, you have many enemies who want to overtake you. I didn't know this Sunday would be this special when God gave me this title. He gave it to me some days ago. So anyone that is number one, you have enemies trying to overthrow you and overtake you and take over. They will not take over from you. And that's why Jeremiah 1:19, I'll be taking my reading from the New American Standard Bible. Jeremiah 1:19. It says, if it applies to you, respond. And they shall fight against you, but they will not overcome you. The reason, for I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. What a powerful statement from God. Because you are a conqueror, those fighting against you will not prevail. Those that are digging pit for you and your children to fall in, they shall fall inside themselves. As a conqueror, you will always be on top. You will remain a conqueror for life because of Jesus. You will always be on top and not beneath. You will remain relevant in the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. Therefore, don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. He's fighting behind the scene for you, because you are more than a conqueror. Jesus did the fighting. You are the winner. Oh, what a winner. Give somebody a hard high five and say, you are a conqueror. You are a winner, man, because of Jesus. Conquerors are victors. Conquerors are powerful people. Conquerors are successful people. Conquerors are very, very important personality. VVIP. Listen to me, as a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost, your life ought to be a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Let's look at number three. Conquerors, they eat the fruit of their labor, no matter the delay. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Over your husband, over your wife, over your children, over your grandchildren, the fruit of your labor. Oh, in this church, you will eat the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 9, I will read 2 verses, 6 and 7. 2 Samuel 9, 6 and 7. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence, that is Odobale. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely shew thee kindness for Jonathan thy father, who is actually a conqueror. Who is a warrior and a conqueror, for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table for how long? Oh my God. This is the best part of the story. 2 Samuel 9, verses 9 and 10. 2 Samuel 9, verse 9 and 10. Then the king said to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul, because he had sat on everything that pertained to Jonathan. He sat on his inheritance. But a decree came forth and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and all and to all his house. But listen to this, Ziba. Thou therefore, This is the beautiful part. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the ground for him, that is for Mephibosheth. And thou shalt, after you have done everything, shall bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But while you are walking in the farm, in the sun, in the rain, in the winter, in the summer, Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. And Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. 34 workers were working free of charge for Mephibosheth. The reason, his father, Jonathan, was a conqueror. Bro, daddy, do something that your children will enjoy for the rest of their lives. Mama, do something that will cause your children to rejoice all the days of their lives. Be a conqueror in the place of prayer for your sons and for your daughters. Be a fighter in the place of prayer. Create an altar for your husband that is so rascally. Create an altar for your wife that is so stubborn. Create an altar for your children that are almost wayward, but you are not wayward yet. Create an altar. So you have not fought sin unto blood. I am light skinned, at least to some extent. Not when some people are around. If you see my knees, my kneecap is black. The reason? On my knees all the time. You have not fought sin up to blood. Jonathan risked his life because of David, his friend. And after he has gone, his son, Mephibosheth, was enjoying life. He was seated on the king's table. It's like being invited to the White House and say, for the remaining days of your life, whether this president is there or not, there is a decree. On this dining table, the number one dining table in America, this is where you'll be eating continually until you die. You don't know what it is to feast on the table of the king. I went to Aso Rock. That is our White House in Nigeria. God just made it and I showed up. After I mentioned to sew a suit for the president, the then president, and his wife, late now, by the time I finished, the wife asked me, will you eat? You'll know the story. Even if I was fasting, like I'm fasting now, I will break the fast. I said, I will eat. And they took me to the number one dining room. And I sat down. And somebody came by my side and said, sir. And started, they called them steward. Said, what do you want? You want this? You want that? Johnny. I was eating number one rice. And number everything everything is number one. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 18, it says, when they hear of me, they will obey me. For strangers shall be of help to me. Because of what Jesus did. Because of what Jonathan did, Mephibosheth enjoyed life. And because of what Jesus did, the son of David. Say, you are a conqueror. You have conquered. I did the fighting. I took the bruises. I took the pain. I took the whipping. But you are the one. Go and enjoy. No wonder. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. It says, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That even though he was rich, he became poor. So that you and I can be rich out of his poverty. Enjoy life, sir. You frown too much. You are too serious. I tell you, life, don't be too serious about life. Live your life because there is someone called Jesus Christ that got your back. Give somebody a hard high five. Say, Jesus got your back. The next bullet point. Conquerors don't turn their backs to the enemy. They fight a good fight of faith. Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 11. Nehemiah 6 verse 11. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that being as I am will go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. Nehemiah overcame all the challenges because of his faith. He overcame all the obstacles, all the adversities through his faith in God. He did not flee, but stood his ground. There's something happening in our family many years ago. I've been praying Bomboy prayer. You know Bomboy prayer? I've been praying just casually. This problem became so overwhelming. One night, maybe that's when my night prayer started, I got so angry. I said, sleep. You know I like you. Yeah, I like our love. Should be love, right? Sleep. You know I love you. But please excuse me, there is work to be done. I prayed by his grace, and that problem was solved. Then I said, sleep, oh yeah, let's go. There is a time to say no. Nehemiah said, no. Can a man such as me flee? A lot of you, you have fled. Though you are still in the house, but you are empty. You are outside. You see, pretend as though you are the head of the family, but you are actually outside. People outside know you more. You are still the mama in the family. We still see you. Wearing your shimi and everything. We still see you. But you are outside. Outside, that's no more about you than you know about your husband. Can a man such as me abandon my wife and children? Can a man such as me abandon my children and my husband? I will not. Conquerors, they don't turn their backs. They fight a good fight. A fight of faith. Good one. You know the story very well. 1 Samuel 17, 28 through to 30. 1 Samuel 17, 28 to 30. And Eliab, huge Eliab, big Eliab, his elder brother heard when he, that is David, spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and your the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mayest see the battle. Verse 29, and David said, brother, Egmont, what have I now done? Is there not a curse? And he turned from him towards another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. look up, brothers. Look up, sisters. When you have a curse to fight, nobody can dissuade you. My girls, when you have a curse to say, I'm going to remain a virgin, both men and women, or boys and girls, nobody can disvirgin you. If you make up your mind that I will serve God to the end, no devil can stop you. Is there not a curse for me to put my life on the line? Is there not a curse for me to live holy and godly? Is there not a cause for me to live righteous and pure? There's a heaven to make. There's a God to please. He turned away. There's a time to turn away. Because his brother, Eliab, was trying to start a bad fight. And David said, you can't drag me to the mud. I don't fight bad fight. There's a good one waiting. You could have been fighting. You are my elder brother. You are in the army. You ought to be fighting that good fight. And you're here starting a bad fight. Ogasa, until... they say I shouldn't be jumping. Did I just jump? They will talk to me at home today. Lead us not into temptation. Oga, please know when your wife is starting a bad fight. Please. David recognized that this fight, this boy, my elder brother, is a bad fight. And I need to fight. You see the good one waiting. Madam, know when Oga is starting a bad fight. Why is there salt in this food today? Why is it too much pepper? That is a bad fight starting, oh. Because the answer is that you could have stayed at home and helped in the cooking. Then you've started a bad fight. No, why is there too much salt? Very likely this salt is sharper, the one they sell now at Walmart. I used to buy it at Kroger. This Walmart salt is just sharper. I'll take control of it. Why is it so peppery? It's because of this weather. I saw that the weather is cold. But next time I will control it. Looked at his elder. Is there not a cause? Who want to go and die? I won't start this bad fight. He just turned his back. There is a time to turn your back when you find out that madam is not talking sense. It's a time to turn your back when you find that the Oga is not talking sense. Because Peter said to Jesus, you will not die, you will not die. And Jesus Christ said, this is a bad fight, we can't start this. Satan, come and get out. Because I know you're waiting for me on the cross. So don't let us fight dirty now. Because there's a refight. When husband and wife are fighting, why did you press the toothpaste from the middle? That's a bad one. When the devil is out waiting for you, you just say, this woman likes this middle, just buy your own toothpaste. Abby, begin to press your own from the bottom. Let her press her own from the middle. What is important? A man saw a snake and ran away and a woman killed it. What's the most important thing? Why well, have to fight? Yeah, you are a lazy man. You didn't kill the snake. But what is the important thing? The snake is what? Okwagula. Give somebody a hard high five and say, stop fighting a bad fight. Fight a good fight. Disengage from that bad fight. If that good fight is to say, sorry, sir. If that good fight is to say, sorry, man. Go and do it. That is what conquerors do. You want to remain a conqueror? Learn how to say, sorry, ma. Sorry, sir. I'm really sorry. I will not do it again. I called somebody to my office and I told, hey, what you did, I don't like it. He said, I will not do it again. And I've taken her for her word. I will not do it again. The elder will say, if you know your guilt early, you will not stay long kneeling down. But you are just kneeling down. But you will stay long there. And that's why God said, come, let us reason together. I didn't jump over. He says, come, let us reason together. If your sins are as red as let's reason. Conquerors, they reason, they plan. Hallelujah. I hope these people are not going to leave me for this and they happen later. If you leave before that 1 hour prayer, you go see me for gate. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh my God. conquerors. They are not troublemakers. They are solution solvers. That's what David did. You solve problem. I was telling a couple the other day. I said, when you see a problem in the life of your wife, it becomes a prayer point and a duty point for you. He said, Pastor, what do you mean? And I explain it. When you see a husband doing something you don't like, it becomes a prayer point and a duty point until that thing is sorted out. That's what David did. He came in to deliver food to his brethren, but he saw a problem. Before he left that scene, the problem was done with. That's what conquerors do. You don't see a problem. You don't see something to be done in church. You say, they will do it. The ushers will do it. They clean. You went to the restroom and you saw paper on the floor. The cleaners will do it. Wait till they do your hand. If I, your pastor, can go in there and I find a place messy and I clean it up, what are you doing? Conquerors, when they see a problem, they solve it without taking credit for it. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at somebody and say, why are you looking at pastor like this? Oh, hallelujah. Conquerors, they don't talk. They talk because talk is cheap. They walk the walk. They set a motion in place. Don't tell me, Pastor, I am a conqueror. No, I want to see your action. Do you know that when I enter your car, I will know if you are a tidy person? If I just enter, I will know the kind of person you are. Why am I just seeing people doing like this? My car is not a kitchen, so it must not smell like one. My car is meant to take me from one point to the other. So I don't be angry when you want to give pastor food. And somebody, I said, my car, no, they carry food. He said, he was carrying the food to follow. He was still following me with the food. And somebody said, Pastor, no go carry this food. Some of you, your car is smelling like a restaurant. And it ought not to be so. But this is not going to be preaching now. Is this preaching? Look at your neighbor and say, this one will be preaching. Where did him be? I would say, let all things be done decently and in order. Daddy Gio told us once that when God comes into your house, the first place he will go and check your cleanliness. Because cleanliness is next to godliness. He will go under your bed. That's what Daddy Joe said. You go check your underbed. God is holy and is clean. He told the children of Israel, wash your clothes before you show up. Clean up. Hold on. That's interesting. Fast forward. Conquerors shall end up with Jesus Christ through all eternity. 1 John 5:4-6. 1 John 5:4-6. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. He becomes a conqueror. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Let me submit, sir. Let me submit, ma. If somebody has to tell you that you are born again, it's because you are not born again. The Holy Spirit will witness to your spirit that you are a child of God, that you cannot mess around again. I told a story yesterday when we were praying. The moment I got born again, my last card, you understand? Okay. My last card called to continue where we the game. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Almost all of us understand because you have been there before. She showed up and I said, I know they chopped this one again. I'm done. I am born again. She said, my goodness, Johnny, you are born again. I said, yes. He said, I want to be born again too. I was so excited. And she actually came. She said, tell me about that Jesus. And she said, we should go into the bedroom so she can hear about that Jesus. And the Holy Spirit said, you go. If you try it, you'll get your garment stained. And actually, she tried. I said, no, ma. I need to do this one again. I'm born again. You have to do it. I'm not. And she was about getting graphic. I tell you. Then I was about to become hoster. Have you struggled sin unto blood? Sin was tearing me. After I got, no, it wasn't up to a month that I got born again. I resist and I rejected. Only the overcomers will make it. You will be a conqueror now. You may be born again now. But only those that endure to the end will make it. If your hope is here in this world alone, you are of all men the most miserable. That's a heaven. That's a Jesus that is still coming back. He's not back yet. But he told us that everything we are seeing happen now will happen. And that is what ushers him in. And he said it is the beginning of sorrow. So what we are seeing now is the beginning of sorrow. Sorrow never starts. It's just rehearsing. When we now justify sin and wickedness. In fact, the more wicked you are, the more celebrated you are. In fact, they will say, listen, your wickedness is what we like. Your meanness is what we want. Just like the thorn became king in the Bible. You go read the story. There are some people that say, you are a thorn in our flesh, but come and lead us. Come and direct us. Come and suffer us. Come and punish us. It's happening in some part of the world. And they're now crying. We are hungry. Suffer never start. You chose the town to be your leader. You chose it. And God says, we can pray and pray and pray. But the will of the people shall stand. They told God, we want a king after many nations. God, Samuel said, but God is your king. He said, we want our own king. And God said, listen, this king, he will do this. He will torture you. He will do this. They say, we want this king. We want him. And God gave them what they wanted. They say, election. Yeah, there's election and there's selection. But what the people want, hook, by crook or by hook, God will let you have your way. That's why we have to pray for nations of the world. That's why we have to pray for this America. His will be done. But God should not give us a king after our heart, but after his heart. I beg. an evil king will just wake up and start killing. You know, there's one somewhere in the world, and he's rejoicing, killing people. His own people are being killed, just killing people. And he's saying this, and people are saying, this is our king. We want this one. Conquerors, people. Revelation 3, with this I close. On a bottom. Can we rise? If that clapping was for me, that's too much. If for the Lord, it's too little. Give the Lord. He has just spoken to us. Revelation 3, 5 and 6. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. This is Jesus talking. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Look up, brothers. Just the way King David remembered Mephibosheth. Just the way Nehemiah was helped by the king. Just the way Mordecai was remembered by the king and they were all promoted. The King of Kings says, he that overcometh, the same will I dress with clean and white linen. Not only that, I will now, just like Haman was presenting Mordecai all around, Jesus Christ said, I will now present you before my Father and his angels, that here is one of my wives. Then there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, when those numerous angels will begin to serve you just the way I was served at Azure Rock. It's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be gorgeous. When angels will serve us, we will all be dressed with white robe, which is the righteousness of the saints. And the Father, as a good host, will begin to go around. Say, oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. How was the journey? Welcome, welcome, welcome. You endured to the end. You overcame. Welcome. And the angels will be following and say, what do you want? You want orange juice? You want Ofe Sala? You want Idekariko? You want that? It's good. And you know what? It's not for one day. It's going to last for 3.5 years. While torture will be happening here. That's why I said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. There is more to life than just enjoying here on earth. He has made us conquerors, overcomers, because of the death he suffered. And the Bible said that when you now begin to sin again, you nail him to the cross the second time. Your fornications, your adultery, your cheating, your lying. You're actually nailing him. Anytime you commit fornication, you are still causing him pain. You cannot do that. Please don't. It's better for you to die without a husband than to be sleeping around. It's better for you to die without a wife than to be sleeping around. It's better for you to take all those, what you call humiliating situation, than to mess up your life and the life of your children. Because our children, they are watching. A little girl was talking to mommy and I, said, me, I will not even start a friendship, not to talk of getting married, because what I see from my parents, it was like a dagger to our heart. Say, no, I will not even have a relationship if this is what marriage is all about. What are we selling and what are we buying? When our children that we're supposed to be role model to, they are role modeling their lives based on what they see us do. And don't think those tiny things you see on the ground. On the ground. Those tiny children, their brain is even working better than yours. It's so sharp. Sharp, sharp. One of these little girls was correcting an adult, calling ocean water. And he said, "Ma'am, it's not water, it's called ocean." Yeah, there is water there, but it's still ocean. It's ocean. What am I saying? The day I will go back to the devil in the place of sin, let me sleep and not wake up that day. Because I cannot afford it. There are too many people following me. Not only in this church. There are a lot of people following this woman and I that we cannot afford to disappoint them. Not only here, even in the outside the country. So what kind of enjoyment do I need in life? I'll be 72 this year. What else has God not done that I'll be messing up your lives? Living a pastor in church, but living ungodly outside. I better die. Ikuyaje sila. I'm speaking in tongues in the language in Africa. Make up your mind. You are an overcomer. You are a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Live as a conqueror. David put his life, placed his life on the line because the name of Jesus, the name of God was being rubbish. He said, "How come you defile the army of the living God? We will die here than to allow you to defile my God." He doesn't want God's name to be defiled, but you are defiling the temple that you are. And he says, anyone that defiles this temple, I, God, will destroy. We're not playing church here. If you want to play church, there are so many of them. But here, because we're in this together. I'm pastor, yes, but God will never say Pastor John. The way we call you, Moses Ayito. That's how we say John. He will never say doctor. He will never say nurse or engineer. He will call you straight. Say, "Moses, Moses." He's God. So let's do this thing and enjoy this life together and the life beyond.